Good morning.
Good morning.
It sounded weak. Good morning. That's better. All right. Let's pray together before we begin.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, through the singing of your songs, we have proclaimed truth.
天父，通过我们的赞美，我们这里边向世界宣扬这个真理。
And the truth is, we do not know what tomorrow holds.
这个真理就是我们不知道明天是什么样子。
But we know who our Savior is.
但是我们确切地知道我们的救主是谁。
We know that He is the true and living God.
我们知道他是一位真正的永活的神。
We also know that when we pray to you, that we are communicating with Almighty God.
我们当然我们也知道，当我们向你祷告的时候，我们是与这位天上永活的神一起来交通。
And it's not like we're communicating to somebody who is mute or deaf.
这不是说我们和一个不能说话的哑巴的一个偶像来祷告。
We're communicating to a God who hears our prayers.
我们向一位听我们祷告的神，向他来呼求。
And so this morning our request is of a kind that only you can accomplish.
今天早上我们祷告，求神你亲自带领。
We ask, Lord, that your power would go out.
我们向你祈求，你的能力能够大大的发出。
That your words would change people.
你的话语能够改变人的心。
And that we would be encouraged to glorify you in spirit and in truth.
我们能够所有人都被激励，能够在灵里边，在真理里边，为你的名得以荣耀。
Do this in our midst this morning, I pray.
请你与我们同在，我们这样祷告。
In Jesus' name I pray.
以耶稣的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
2 Timothy chapter 1 is where I'm going to be for the first part.
提摩太后书第一章是今天我要证道的第一部分。
As we all know, today is Mother's Day.
我们大家都知道今天是母亲节。
And I want to speak to you mothers directly, but you fathers and others can listen in as well.
今天我想向在座的母亲们直接的讲话，在座的父亲们你们也要一起来听。
Mothers can have an eternal impact on their entire family that cannot be replaced.
母亲们对一个家庭的深远影响是不可替代的。
So here's the big idea. Mothers can have an eternal impact on their entire family that cannot be replaced.
咱们再重新思想一下这个很大的一个主题，就是母亲们对一个家庭的深远影响是永远不会被替代的。
Over 100 years ago, a pastor called G.K. Chesterton asked this question.
大约在100多年以前，有一个牧师，他名字叫 G.K. Chesterton， 他问到这样一个问题。
Can anyone tell me two things more vital to the race than these?
我想问大家一个问题，有没有人可以告诉我，对人类整个来讲，有没有比下面这两件事情更重要的？
What man shall marry what woman?And what shall be the first things taught to their first child?
这两个问题就是一个男人应该和什么样一个女人结婚，另外一个就是他们怎样教导他们的第一个孩子。
Chesterton goes on to comment that the daily operations surrounded her with very young children.
这位牧师继续的讲到，每天一个母亲和她的孩子在一起。
Who needed to be taught not so much anything, but everything.
这个孩子需要不需要被教什么，但是又需要被教一切。
Babies need not to be taught a trade, but to be introduced to the world.
婴儿们不需要被教如何来做一个交易，但是他需要懂得如何来面对这个世界。
To put a matter shortly, a woman is generally shut up in a house with a human being at the time when he asks all the questions that there are, and some that there aren't.
简单的来讲，就是一个妈妈整天的被关在一个房子里，和这样一个小小的一个孩子在一起。这个孩子会问所有的关于所有的他所不知道一切事情，那么母亲要回答这一切。
Our race has thought it worth while to cast this burden on women in order to keep common sense in the entire world.
我们这个人类想起这样一个非常非常伟大的一个主意，也就是说把这个责任放到女人身上，这个伟大的责任是很值得的，只有这样做才能来 维持世界的秩序。
But when people began to talk about this domestic duty as not merely difficult but trivial and dreary, I simply give up the question.
但当人们开始谈论这个家里边职责不仅仅是很困难，而且是非常琐碎，而且又有的时候又很沉闷的时候，我就简单的放弃了这个问题。
For I cannot with the utmost energy of imagination conceive what they mean if drudgery only means dreadfully hard work.
我无法发挥我的极致的想象力来明白这个结果会意味着什么。那么做苦工仅仅是指令人沉闷的厌烦的工作来说。
I admit the woman drudges in the home as a man might drudge at his workplace.
我承认一个妈妈一个母亲在家里边那些做的那些苦工就像丈夫在外面在工作上做的那些困难的工作一样。
But if that means that the hard work is more heavy because it is trifling, colorless, and of small import to the soul, then I say I give up, he says.
但是如果说这还意味着艰苦的工作不仅仅是繁重，因为它很细小琐碎，而且毫无色彩，对于灵魂来说只有起到很小的作用，那么我这样，如果这样说的话，我就来放弃了。
How can it be an important career to tell other people's children about mathematics, and a small career to tell one's own children about the entire universe?
为什么我们可以把教导其他的孩子来学一个数学课，把这样的一个事业来认为比教导自己的孩子来明白这个世界作为更重要。
A woman's function is laborious, not because it is minute, but because it is gigantic.
一个女人在家里面的工作不仅仅是很非常非常的辛苦，而且不是因为她很微小，而是因为她的工作非常非常巨大。
He goes on to say, I will pity Mrs. Jones for the hugeness of her task. I will never pity her.For its smallness.
我可能会同情琼斯夫人她工作上的巨大的压力，我永远不会同情她做的工作是非常非常的微小。
Chesterton's point is well taken.
Chesterton 这个牧师的他的讲的这一切，我们大家都明白。
Many times we have a tendency to take certain people in our lives for granted.
很多时候我们有这个倾向，就是把我们生活中有一些人，我们把他们不当回事。
Sometimes we do this unintentionally.
有的时候我们做这一切甚至自己都没有意识到。
From a community level, we take the police, we have the police that take care of maintaining law and order.
从一个社区团体的角度来讲，我们有警察来维护法律和秩序。
Imagine a society where there is no one to maintain law and order.
想象我们一个社会，如果没有人维护法律和秩序。
In fact, we still remember the riots of the 60s in Detroit that caused destruction and numerous deaths.
我们大家可能还有这个记忆，在60年代底特律那个巨大的暴乱，造成了很多的毁坏，造成了很多的死亡。
We are facing the repercussions of those riots still today.
直到今天，我们知道我们还在经历那些暴乱所剩下的余波。
From an academic level, we have devout teachers that work hard to educate our children.
从学术角度上来说，我们有那些诚心敬虔的老师们努力工作来教育我们的孩子。
It does not take long to look around our world and see the repercussions of the lack of education.
我们大概不用花很多时间环顾我们的世界，就会看到那些缺乏教育的孩子们，他们是今天是怎样的情景。
Yet sometimes we take teachers for granted as well.
即使如此，有的时候我们把我们的老师们也不当回事情。
From a familiar level, we have committed moms that are usually taken for granted.
在家庭角度，我们经常会把我们家里面重要家里的母亲们，有的时候把他们的工作不当回事情。
Think of a day when mom decides to stop working at the house and think about herself for the whole year.
我们试想有一天，妈妈决定说这一天我不做家务，然后再想象一下，如果这一年妈妈决定她不做任何家务。
Think about the disaster.
想想家里边会是多么大的一个混乱的景色。
You would end up with a very chaotic house.
你房子可能是乌七八糟，凌乱不堪。
I'm sure some of you men are very good cooks, but children, think about the meals you would get if he cooked every day.
我相信我们在座的很多爸爸们可能是很好的厨师，但是孩子们，你们仔细想想，天天吃这些爸爸们做的饭，你们能受得了吗？
Think about what a disaster your house would be if your mom didn't clean up every day.
再想象一下，家里边如果妈妈不每天收拾房间，你们的房子会是什么样子？
We can verbally appreciate mothers and what they do. However, we still continue to take them for granted.
我们有的时候在口头上说，哎呀，谢谢妈妈，感谢妈妈，但是经常从心里边，我们还是把他们不当回事情。
I know how much my wife does around the house.
我很清楚我的太太在家里做了些什么。
And as a husband, I want to honor you women today.
作为一个丈夫，今天我想向在座的母亲们，还有在座的妇女们，向你们致敬。
Ladies, you play an extremely important role in kingdom work starting at home.
女士们，你们在这个神国里边起到一个 无可比拟的作用。
From the passage that we are about to see, there are two women that did the mundane activities faithfully and made an impact on a young man named Timothy that would make him a strong, faithful man who follows God.
从圣经里面我们可以了解到两位非常伟大的女士，她们在一个年轻人身上投入了他们的倾尽他们的所有，把这个年轻人培养成一个信仰坚定，一个非常非常坚强的被神所用的一个仆人。
2 Timothy 1:3 says this.
在提摩太后书一章三节这样讲到，
I thank God whom I serve as did my ancestors with a clear conscience as I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day. As I remember you, I long to see you that I might be filled with joy.
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，在我祈祷的时候不住地想念你，当我纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想念，想要见你的时候，好叫我满心快乐。
Paul is the author of this book and he is writing to a gentleman named Timothy, a young man who is faithful to God.
保罗是这个提摩太后书的作者，他写这封书信是写给一个叫提摩太的年轻人，这个年轻人是忠实于神。
Paul is an apostle, an official title for someone who is sent out directly by God.
保罗是一个使徒，这个使徒的名号是一个专门用于神亲自呼召的那些人的一个专称。
And he finds Timothy as the object of his joy.
他发现提摩太是他心里边的是一个心里边非常喜悦的。
We must remember that Paul has been through a number of difficult situations, like being in jail for a lot of his life.
我们回想，保罗在他一生中经历了很多的困苦，包括入狱很长时间。
In verse 8, Paul is consoling Timothy because Timothy is worried that Paul is in jail.
在第八节的时候，保罗安慰提摩太，因为提摩太为保罗入狱满心担忧。
He says, therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor for me his prisoner, but share in the suffering for the gospel by the power of God.
因此不要以为神的做见证而为羞愧，也不要因为在神里边分享他的困苦而喜悦。
Whenever Paul thought about Timothy, he was joyous.
当保罗想到提摩太的时候，他心里充满了喜乐。
In fact, he's not just saying that with words, he also longs to see Timothy, according to verse 4.
因为事实上，他不仅仅是嘴上这样讲，而是说他心里边非常非常渴望见到提摩太，这是在第四节里这样说的。
There is genuine biblical affection between Paul and Timothy, like that of a godly mentor and his protege.
在保罗和提摩太之间有一种真诚的圣洁的那种爱慕，就好像一个圣洁的导师对他心爱的学生心里充满了爱慕一样。
There were people that deserted Paul during his missionary work. However, Timothy stayed by his side.
在保罗的宣教过程中，有一些人离弃了他，但是在这个过程中，提摩太一直在他的身边。
The fact that Paul is longing to see Timothy implies that Timothy is also by Paul's side during difficult times.
事实上，保罗一直盼望要见到提摩太，这也就是暗指提摩太在保罗受苦的过程中一直在他的身边与他同在。
So Timothy is a very godly young man who has the apostle's approval.
所以说我们可以看到提摩太是一个非常敬虔的与神同在的人，他得到了这个使徒保罗的赞同。
How did this happen? How did this happen? This deep relationship between Paul and Timothy is rooted in Timothy's sincere faith.
这个怎么会发生呢？也就是说保罗和提摩太之间这种深挚的这种感情，这个感情是基于这个他们真诚的信仰。
In verse 5, Paul says, I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well.
在第五节里保罗说道，想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
This faith is a gift of God according to verse 6.
在根据第六节，这个信仰是神给的一个礼物。
It gives eternal life, the kind where one is reconciled to God.
这给我们永生的盼望，给我们永远的生命。
And Paul says
这是一个与神和好的信仰。
Paul says he's a prisoner of God and is suffering for the cause of the gospel.
保罗讲到，他是为神成为神的一个为神所坐牢。他的受苦是完全为了神国的前进。
The sincere faith that saves individuals from idolatry to serving the true and living God.
这个信仰能够把一个人从偶像崇拜里边解救出来。
Paul continues to say that this faith that Timothy has is genuine or sincere.
保罗一直在讲，提摩太的这个信心是无伪的，是真诚的，是非常圣洁的。
This kind of faith is without hypocrisy.
这个信仰里边不充满伪善。
There were people that claimed to be Christians in Paul's day, like Philegius, Hermogenes, Hymenaeus, and Philetus.
在保罗的时代，有很多的基督徒，他们自称自己是基督徒，像Pagenius, Hermogenes, Hymenaeus, and Philetus.
They were once leaders of the church.And abandoned Paul and led the church astray when the gospel became an offense to the world.
他们曾经是当地那些教会的领袖，但是后来他们离弃了 Paul， 并且带领他们所在的教会偏离正道。
However, Timothy's faith was not like this.
但是提摩太的信仰不是这样。
He was grounded in faith even when the times were agonizing.
提摩太的信仰是坚实，即使说当时的社会的挑战遇到了很多的困苦，他的信仰坚定不移。
His allegiance to God took precedence over man's approval.
他对神的忠实超越了人的赞同。
Paul reminds Timothy that he got this faith from his grandmother and mother.
保罗提醒提摩太说，他从他的母亲和他的外祖母那里得到了这个信仰。
The exact faith they then delivered to Timothy.
是他的母亲和外祖母的这种信仰真正的被传给了提摩太。
Mother, some days it might feel like all that work that you put into your children, especially spiritual work, is futile.
母亲们，有的时候你会想到你每天的那种努力的辛勤的工作，给孩子教给孩子那一切，尤其是说关于属灵方面的事情，你都不知道有没有任何的后果。
However, you might not always notice how the Lord has worked in your children's lives.
但是你可能没有注意到神如何在你孩子的身上亲自做工。
Rest assured, if your faith is genuine, it is your godly obligation to share it with your children and family.
但放宽心，如果你的信仰是纯正的，这是你的神圣的职责，来和你的家人和你的孩子来分享你这个纯正的信仰。
You become that individual that could be the difference between your kids spending eternity in hell or eternity with the God of the universe.
你可能是在你孩子生命中那一位能够决定他将来是在永生，是在天堂与神同在，还是在地狱的永火里边。你可能是就是说在孩子生命中能够把这一切区分开的最重要的一个人。
The results are up to God, but the responsibility is yours.
结果是取决于神，但是责任是在你们的身上。
Paul honors Timothy's mother and grandmother because they build and encourage Timothy's godly character.
保罗这里边尊敬的称道赞扬到提摩太的母亲和他的外祖母，因为他们这两个女性在提摩太的性格的成熟过程中起到了至关的作用。
Timothy is commended by Paul for he followed his teaching, his conduct, his aim in his faith, his patience, his love, his steadfastness, his persecutions and suffering that happened to him at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra, which persecutions he endured.
提摩太圣洁的品格，也就是这里边保罗提到他赞扬到提摩太，说他跟循了保罗的教导，服从他的教训，他的品行，志向，信心，宽容，爱心和忍耐，以及保罗在他的所遭受的逼迫和苦难，在安提阿教会、以哥念和路伊德这些教会地方所受到的苦难。
As a young man, he had the godly maturity to hold on to the doctrines of Paul.
作为一个年轻人，提摩太有一个圣洁的成熟，他来遵守保罗的教导。
He not only did the right thing at the right time, but did it with the right attitude.
他做事情不仅是恰当其事，非常是非常的恰当，非常的合适，而且他做事的态度是非常的端正，非常圣洁。
Where did Timothy learn to be such a godly young man?
提摩太怎样成为这样一个敬神而且非常的敬虔的一个人呢？
From his mother and grandmother.
他是从他的母亲和他的外祖母那里学到的。
I still remember as a young boy how my mother used to read the scripture to me.
我还记得在我小的时候，我的母亲为我读圣经。
How she used to make me memorize scripture.
我还记得她让我默诵圣经。
And she made me do it.
她当时强迫我做。
At that time, I felt like she was making me do things I really didn't want to do. I just wanted to go out and play.
那个时候我感觉到她逼着我做我不喜欢做的事情，我所想做的就是出去玩。
In fact, she was so serious about making sure that the Word of God was ingrained in me that she brought upon the discipline of the Lord to me a lot of times.
当时我母亲为了用圣经来教训我，她在不止一次用圣经的教训的方法来规范我。
I still remember those being the most traumatic times of my days.
我现在还记得当时我母亲这样对我的时候，简直对我的幼小的心灵造成了巨大的创伤。
I think the first passage I memorized was Psalm 23.
当时我记得第一个我能够记得的经文是诗篇的23章。
From the King James Version, no be it.
是从当的 King James 的那版本的圣经里面。
But she made it a point to make me memorize scripture daily.
但是她把让我每天记忆圣经作为一个很重要的事情来做。
I remember how she got on her knees for me daily.
我还记得我母亲每一天跪下为我祷告。
Whenever I go through difficult times today, I can be assured that my mother is praying for me.
即使在今天，当我经历困难的时候，我心里面非常非常的确信，我的妈妈一定在那里为我祷告。
Thank God for my godly mother.
我感谢上帝给我这样敬虔的一位母亲。
I was going through a really difficult time in college.
在上大学的时候，我曾经历过一段挺困难的时间。
Since I was an international student, it took me a while to get used to the culture here in the U.S. in general.
因为我是一个国际学生，当时为了适应这里边的文化和一些习俗，花了我很长一段时间。
One day I was sitting in my dorm room, really depressed, and was reminded that I was taught by my mother to rely on the Word of God.
有一天我坐在宿舍里边，自己的觉得很沮丧，但是在那个时候我想起妈妈的教导，就是说我们可以依靠神取得力量。
At that time, during one of the most difficult times of my life, I knelt down and asked the God of all comfort to comfort me.
在那个时候，也就是我回想起是我生命中非常困难的一段时间，我跪下求那赐安慰的神来安慰我。
I called my parents the next day and God used her to pray for me at the exact moment that I was feeling really down.
第二天我给了父母打电话，结果让我惊奇地发现我的母亲，神让我的母亲就是在我真正的沮丧的那一刻同时在为我祷告。
Mothers, you have a massive responsibility of leading little kids to find their purpose of existence.
母亲们，你们担当的一个非常非常重要的职责，那就是带领孩子们找到他们存在的目的。
A godly mother prays for the salvation of her kids the moment they arrive into this world.
一个敬虔的母亲，从孩子降生的那一刻，就为孩子的得救来祷告。
Just like Timothy's grandmother and mother, they are concerned for their kids' spiritual welfare.
就像提摩太的母亲和的外祖母，她对他们的孩子的属灵状况深为的关心。
They pour their own lives into their kids spiritually.
她把他们的生命灌注到他们自己孩子的生命中。
In order to do that, they themselves delve into God's word regularly.
为了能做到这一切，这些母亲们自己深深地学习神的话语。
They become hungry for the truth to teach it and pass it on to their kids.
他们如饥似渴地学习真道，以来教导他们自己的孩子。
They leave a godly legacy for their kids.
他们为孩子的生命留下了一份神圣的遗产。
Mothers, are you leaving a godly legacy for your kids?
母亲们，你们回想一下，你们有没有为你们的孩子留下一份珍贵的属灵遗产？
In a fast-paced world where money, property, and education takes precedence over spirituality, a godly mother is more concerned about the word of God being ingrained in her kids more than an A+ in mathematics.
在当今这个节奏飞快的世界里边，金钱、财产、教育都占了非常非常重要的位置。他甚至有的时候比我们关注孩子的属灵状况更取得更优先的位置。一个敬虔的母亲对于神的话语是否在孩子身上根深蒂固，要比关心孩子数学上是不是打 A 加要更加关心。
But if both of these can be accomplished, that makes life a little easier, doesn't it?
如果这两项都能够实现，那么生活中是不是会稍微的容易一些？
These kind of godly mothers are a rarity nowadays.
这一类的敬虔的母亲在我们当今时代是非常非常少见的。
Kids, remember to thank your godly mothers who invest in you in ways that you don't ever see.
孩子们，记住感谢你们的敬虔的母亲们，他们在你身上所投入的是无法用眼睛所看到的。
When you get angry and mad at her because she insists on doing something for your good, remember that she cares for your godliness.And holiness more than anyone else.
当你对他生气发脾气的时候，请你记住，你妈妈为了让你做正确的事情，纪念她在关心你的圣洁和敬虔。
For those that don't have children,
为那些还没有孩子的女士们
，You are also extremely important to God's kingdom work.
你们在神的国度里边，同样起着非常非常重要的作用。
Nobody could possibly fill the void that a child can.And nobody can possibly understand the ache that you feel.
没有人可以填补一个孩子所能够填补的那个空间，也没有人能够理解你心里面真正的痛处。
At the risk of sounding cliche, let me say, the Lord knows He is with you.
人冒着听上去有点陈词到烂掉的危险，我在这里边这样说，神都知道。
You can also, like Lois and Eunice, become women of the word.
你可以像罗伊和尤尼基一样成为神话语的成为在神话语里边成为神话语的妈妈们，成为神话语的女士。
You can continue to teach the word to young children.
你们可以继续教导小孩子们神的话。
Now this teaching is not necessarily confined to the classroom.
这个教导不一定只局限于教室里边。
The way you live your life is also an education.
你怎样过生活是对孩子们是一个真正的一个教导。
I'm sure there are godly women here today that people look up to for their godly service.
我相信今天有那些有很多敬虔的妇女，大家仰望她们从那里得到神给的话语和力量。
Mothers, you are an essential aspect of God's kingdom.
母亲们，你们是神的国度里边不可缺少的重要的一部分。
I would love to reiterate what somebody once said.
我想这里再重复一遍，有个人曾经所说过的。
While it is wonderful that we set aside one day to especially honor mothers, let us reflect for a moment on all of the things mothers do for us.
我们把每年有一天放置一边来专门来尊敬母亲们，这听上去很好。但让我们来反思一下，我们花一点时间来想一想妈妈们在我们生命中所做的一切。
First of all, they bring us into the world through a biological miracle that is amazing, but certainly not easy.
首先一点他们母亲们把我们带到这个世界上，这是一个在生物上是一个非常非常奇妙的一个神迹。这件事情当然是非常非常的困难。
Then they spend the next two decades preparing meals, solving problems, kissing boo-boos, helping us learn everything from how to brush our teeth to how to navigate the difficulties of the real world.
然后呢，在之后的二十年，他们开始为我们做饭，为我们解决各种各样的问题。当我们受伤害的时候，他们来安慰，帮助我们能够怎么去刷牙，怎么样去应对世界上真正的各种各样的困难。
They care for us in a way that is beyond words.
他母亲们照顾我们那种方式是难以用言语来表达的。
They spend the rest of their lives fretting and worrying about us.
过了这二十年之后，他又每天的为我们担忧，为我们天天的为我们的生活，为我们的属灵来担忧。
Even after they have passed on, and Mother's Day can be especially difficult for those of us who have lost mothers.Their influence is so powerful that it stays with us always.
即使对那些已经过世的母亲们，她对我们的影响也是巨大的，因为我们每天在这个每年都会思念，思想想念我们过世的妈妈们，她对我们留下的那些影响是永远与我们同在的。
I propose that one day to honor mothers is not enough.
我这里边向大家提议，这一天来向我们的母亲们表示尊敬是不够的。
One day is nice.But it's not enough.
有一天专门来尊敬母亲是很好的，但是远远不够。
Moms, thank you for your eternal service.
妈妈们，感谢你为你们的家庭的永生所做出的巨大贡献。
Women, thank you for your eternal service.
女士们，感谢你们对永生的神国的永生的工作所做出的巨大贡献。
You have an eternal impact on your personal family and your church family that cannot be replaced.
你们对自己的家庭，对这个教会的大家庭所起到的作用是永远永远不会替代的。
You have a role that can be fulfilled exclusively by you alone.
你有一个责任，只能是你自己才能够完成的这样一个巨大的责任。
Just like Lois and Eunice, be a difference maker for the furtherance of God's kingdom and the glory of God.
就像罗伊和尤尼基一样。作为一个成为一个使人不一样的人，在神国里边起到巨大的作用。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we have this morning an opportunity to honor our mothers.
亲爱的天父，我们今天聚在一起，我们有这个机会来向我们的母亲们献上感谢和尊敬。
I want to thank you this morning for All the mothers.
今天我想真是为在座的所有的母亲们向你献上感谢。
I pray that the families today would take the time to take care of their mothers.
我祷告今天每个家庭能够花些时间来照顾他们的母亲。
Pray that they would take the time not only to thank them, but to make her feel loved.
我祷告希望我们所有人能够花这个时间不仅是感谢他们感谢母亲们而且让母亲们能感觉到他们是被深深的爱着的。
I pray for the mothers that have a huge task of teaching their children the ways of life.
我这里为那些母亲们在孩子生命中起着这样巨大的教导作用的这样的一个工作为他们献上祷告。
I pray for wisdom for them.
我为他们从你那里得到智慧献上祷告。
Pray that they would be encouraged when times seem hard.
当他们遇到困苦的时候，我为他们祷告，愿他们从你支取力量。
Draw them closer to you.
把他们更近的带到你面前。
I ask all of this in your son Jesus' name.
我以上的祷告都是以你的爱子耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.